Praise God. Thank you, Aiden, for sharing. I guess that would have been okay if Aiden just would have went on, and I was asked to share an opening, and with the Lord's help, I want to do this. Thank you, Aiden, for going, the sacrifice you and your family made. May the God richly bless you. I think the Lord has different ways to get our attention. And Aiden talked about some of them ways already this morning. It could just be through nature, his creation, other people, the people we work with. I think he's continually trying to point something out in our lives as we go through this life. And this morning, I want to just use my job for this example, for this illustration. May we get a spiritual lesson from this. Let's pray. I feel need a prayer this morning. Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for allowing this. We thank you, Lord, for the freedom we have that we can gather in your name this morning again. Thank you, Lord, for what was shared. Bless the families. Bless the family that Aiden's and his family, Lord, that went to Bolivia. Guide and lead and bless and keep them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We just come to you again this morning, and Lord, I need your help again this morning, Lord. Have me speak, Lord, the things you laid on my heart and the things you want me to speak. Thank you, Lord. I just commit everything into your precious name. Amen. So, as most of you know, first of all, my job right now is to feed fish. And I'm just amazed at the faithfulness of these fish. When I pull into a place to feed these fish, they are there and waiting. They're waiting on me. They're anxious for their food. They want to be fed. It's just a continuation that every morning, pull in there and there they come. You can see the waves as they come. And it's just the continuation. They have their days just like we do. Sometimes they're not as hardy as other days, but as a whole, they're there and they continue on. And I was looking at this. I was thinking about this. I had to think of how it says in John. In John 8:31, it says, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." Aiden talked about this, the word already. There are many times in our life, as we go about our work, that God is showing us things, pointing things out in my life. That's what I want to do this morning, trying to get a spiritual lesson out of feeding fish. So we get these fish, they're all about the same size. They're feed trained. They're trained to eat. Someone took time to train them to eat. So they have all the same opportunity to grow. We feed them a very high protein food that we feed them. So most of them they grow really fast. Most of them. So what happens here? These fish they get divided in four different groups. So here's what happens. They divide themselves into four different groups. The first group, the big ones, the aggressive ones, the leaders, they're the ones that grow the fastest. They're the ones that are excited when you get there. They're the ones that have zeal. The water's clear a lot of times, and you can see these fish, and they're darting around. The big ones are always there first, and they're grabbing this food. We really feel their eagerness, the big ones' eagerness and their zeal that they have to eat encourages the younger ones, encourages the slower ones. That was the big group we're talking about. Now the second group are they're much the same. They're nice, healthy fish. They're just a little behind, but they're okay. They're still growing. The third group is the same one, like is quite the same. They're a little smaller. They're behind, but they're still growing, and that's the important part, that they're still growing. Now the fourth group, this is a little different story. These fish stopped eating the fish food that they was on. If you remember, we said that they were feed trained. Now these fish stopped eating. They went on to some other kind of food. Food that, eating the fish food and started eating other food. Food that does not have the nourishment. And it stunned their growth. They were following. They were just followers. They wasn't really eating. They wasn't eating the right food. Actually, they're a different color. They're green. The other ones are dark blue. When you harvest these, the reason we know this because there comes a day of harvest. We harvest these fish and we got them all in the net. And there's little green ones in there that they went off a feed and started feeding on other things. Feed that didn't have no nourishment. Feed that just didn't help them grow. So in one of these categories, I'm in, so to speak. One of these categories you're in. Now we're going to talk about the big fish first. We'll talk about the... Now this is a group of people now, a group of believers. These are the aggressive ones, the leaders. They're not just followers. Like we heard a while back, they're more than conquerors. They're going for the spiritual food. Now, if we feed on God's word, there's something going to happen. We're going to grow. We're going to grow spiritually if we continue to feed on God's word. I had to think of 2 Peter. It says there, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 through 8. It says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's on full feed. That's what happens when you're on full feed, when you're on God's word. You're going to abound. You're not going to be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is something that beautiful that happens if we continue in his word. This verse starts with vigilance, giving vigilance, which means it's persevering. There's an effort, there's zeal, there's continuing on God's word. The second group, let's talk about the second group. We could say this group is just a little slower. They're still encouraged. They're still growing. And they thirst. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now there's the third group. We could say these are the weaker ones. A little weaker in faith and in knowledge. The ones that the other groups help carry along and encourage. Like it says in Isaiah, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. We need to encourage each other. This group is still growing, just a little slower. You know, we could apply these verses that we read in Peter to every one of these groups. They're just different stages. Now, the fourth group is a little different. It's a little different story. these fish or these people were feed trained. I think we was all feed trained by our parents. Are we thankful for our feed training? Brother Aiden talked about in Bolivia, they didn't have the upbringing. They didn't have God's word. Here we was feed trained. Everything might not have been ideal, but we was feed trained to God's word. We was taken to church. We was told about God. But something happens here. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to get off the real food. And sometimes we can slip into food that doesn't build, that just feeds the flesh. That's what happened to them little fish. They started eating junk food. And it can happen so easily. I know it's happened in my life. You can easily slip into something and start eating spiritual junk food that just feeds to the flesh. And that's it. It can come in many forms and deceiving ways if we start feeding on junk food and not God's word. You know, I had to think not only about my own life, but we don't have to go on eating junk food. Aiden talked about this today already, about the conversions that was there. There's no, in Luke 19, we read of a man that had a true conversion. There was no confusion there with Jesus on this, on the new birth, like Aiden talked. There's no confusion there. This was Jesus truly converting somebody. I have to think, after I have to think of my own life, how easy it is to start feeding on junk food. I also had to think of a man in the Bible by the name of Zacchaeus. I don't know if I might not be pronouncing it right. This man was a tax collector. It was common in those days for tax collectors to make themselves rich by collecting more money than they were supposed to. I think Zacchaeus was tired of his junk food. He was tired of feeding on something that wasn't doing him any good, that was feeding to the flesh. He was collecting this money from people that didn't belong to him. I think he was tired of it. And Zacchaeus took a big step in the right direction. In verse 3, it tells us, there in verse 3, it says, he sought to see Jesus for who he was. He had a goal in mind. He had something in mind. He wanted to see Jesus. And he sought to see Jesus for who he was. It says, but he could not for the press because he was of little stature. He was just a little guy. And he couldn't get to Jesus like he would have liked. So he came up with a plan. He came up with a goal. He climbed up into a sycamore tree. You know, it takes effort. If we're going to meet Jesus, if we're going to see Jesus for who he is, it's going to take some effort in my life. We're going to all have to climb up into the sycamore tree, so to speak. He knew Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came under the tree, he looked up. He just looked up at him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Abide at thy house. I don't think there's a dad or a mom here today, this morning, that don't want Jesus abiding at their house. But we must continue in the Word. It just says Zacchaeus received him joyfully. I can just imagine him coming down and wrapping his arms around Jesus. And we can do this today. And you know what happened. It's just what Aiden talked about. He started making restitution. He went around with all the wrongs that he had. The Lord started knocking on his heart. And he went around and started making things right. He said, he went around, made everything right, and with the people he cheated, he restored it fourfold. He more than made things right. He was concerned about his salvation. And he went around and made things right. I don't know what happened with him. I don't know if you read about him. But it's just a beautiful story there. I don't have a lot this morning. It's just I very much appreciated what Aiden shared. I just want to leave you again with this word, with this verse. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. May God bless you.